Our first scripture reading today comes from Luke's Gospel. It is about the prophet on the edge, as Pastor Addie has mentioned, and picks up where we left off recently reading in Luke chapter 4. Jesus had just read from the scroll of Isaiah, rolled it up, put it away, and then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we heard you did at Capernaum.' And he said to them, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through in the midst of them and went on his way. And our second lesson this morning is the words of the Apostle Paul, found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Very familiar words. Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all of my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love." May God grant us wisdom as always beyond our own, that these familiar words may speak to us in new ways today. Amen. It is time to share a message with our young ones, and I do see some here this morning, and I know that there are some listening at home. Many of you know how much I love children's books, so I've brought along one of my favorite this morning. But before I show it to you and tell you a little bit about it, let me begin by saying, I think it is very safe to say that every single time we gather to worship, whether we're here in this beautiful sanctuary or worshiping safely from our homes, cars, listening to the recording at some point later in the week, love is always part of our worship message. Of course, that makes perfect sense because Jesus' message was a message with love at its heart. He taught his followers that loving God is the most important thing of all, and loving our neighbor a pretty close second. Yet one of the things I think we've learned is that loving people isn't always easy. It takes time, and sometimes loving others is really hard work. Why is it so hard? Well, for starters, it means loving people who may not love us. It means being patient, and not all of us are good at that. It means not bragging, not being rude, not making fun of others who are different than we are. Loving others means not giving up on them, wanting the best for them, even if they aren't our favorite people. It means showing them kindness, even if we would really rather ignore them or be mean to them. When we love others, though, we help them know what God is like. We help them become real, all that God created them to be. I got to thinking about that because one of my all-time favorite stories, and you probably know this one, is The Velveteen Rabbit. And it's about being loved and real. Now, I need to tell you a little bit about this particular copy of The Velveteen Rabbit. It's over 50 years old. It belonged to one of St. John's longtime members, Ethel Schellenberger, whose photo happens to be hanging in our church library because Ethel was very much a part of this church family for a very long time. It also just so happens that this wonderful story, The Velveteen Rabbit, is 100 years old this year. I had a note written in the front of my book when I opened it up that it was first published in 1922. So that makes it 100 years old. And while we do have one church member who is 100 years old, that's a lot of years and a lot older than most of us. And I love this copy of the book because, well, you know what it's about. I see some of you nodding when I held it up. It's about a rabbit in a nursery, a rabbit that belonged to a little boy. And in this story, well, the rabbit learns a lot of things. One night as he's having a conversation with the skin horse in the nursery, he learns about what it means to be real. And I want to share this part with you because it's priceless, and because it reminds us why being real and being loved is as hard as it is. The skin horse is old and wise, so he has a lot to say about being real. He says to the Velveteen Rabbit, "Real isn't how you are made. It's a thing that happens to you. When someone loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "When you are real, though, you don't mind being hurt." "Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" the rabbit asked, "or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily, or have sharp edges, or have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints, and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all because once you are real, you can't be ugly. except to people who don't understand. Once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. The beauty of this is that Jesus and his love for us makes us wonderfully real. And I pray that we will dare to love others in ways that will allow them to become real also, that we will love them long enough and deep enough that they can become the persons God created them to be. Is it hard? It is. Does it take a long time? It does. But can we do it together with God's help? We can. So if you have a copy of The Velveteen Rabbit, you might want to get it out again and look at it. And remember what it means to be real, because at the heart of being real is being loved. And all of us, no matter how young or old we are, no matter how loose in the joints we may be or how little hair we have or don't have, we can be real and share God's love with others. And I'm going to invite you now to join with me in a spirit of prayer as we ask God to help us do that, and then as we join together in praying our Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. God, one thing we know for sure, your Son Jesus loves us so much that he helps us be real. And what a gift that is. It's hard sometimes to be real. Sometimes we feel alone and afraid, but being real also reminds us that we are loved by you and never alone. And for that, we are very, very thankful. Help us to love each other deeply, not just in the good times, not just when it's easy, but every day, one moment at a time. And help us to remember that as we're trying to do that, you are right by our side, helping us each step of the way. All of these things we pray, remembering that Jesus taught us to pray together, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."